back to Inside the Bears, brought to you by Jimmy John's.
Lindsay, when you first look at Matt Slauson, he's very intimidating looking. He has a long chin hair. He has tattoos and sleeves all over his arms and just a big guy. But he's very approachable and he's a very cool dude. And he does something cool with his dad. His dad and himself, they collect Harley Davidsons. You know, the big hogs the guys ride on. And he has tattoos of Harley Davidson and all of that stuff. And so I came up with the idea of maybe he should get a Ghost Rider tattoo.
Nice, I like it.
With fire coming out of the skull and all that type of stuff. Yeah, so if you ever see him get a tattoo and you see the Ghost Rider on there, that was my idea.
Oh, yeah. You love taking credit. It's time for Big Guys and Compact Cars, sponsored by your local Ford stores.
It's got your name and everything, so just hold it out right here. Hold it right here, and you got to hold it with this hand.
Okay.
And this one, you got to do one hard slap, right?
Okay.
When I say go, hold
easy.
On.
One hard slap, easy.
Ready? Go.
Take one.
Perfect, brother.
The only take. Where your jacket at, man?
This is warm.
This is warm?
This is warm. What is it, like 35 or something?
Oregon.
Yep,
Oregon. What is it to do in Oregon? Where, you from Sweet Home, Oregon?
Little town, Sweet Home,
Sweet
Oregon.
Sweet Home.
Born and raised there. It's a small logging town, about 2.5 hours southeast of Portland, right at the base of the Cascade Mountains. We're actually the last town before you start heading up the mountain.
Okay.
And it was great. I loved it there. But when I went to college in Nebraska, my family ended up moving out there because my dad got a job offer there in Nebraska to be a principal there.
Okay.
And they were coming out to games, and they fell in love with the place so much that as soon as he got the job offer there, they're like, shoot, it's a no-brainer. We love it there. Give
it up! Why the Oregon mission? Or did they recruit you? They're just like, I don't want to be this close to home.
They did. You know, they were actually the first team who had offered me. And I grew up a huge Ducks fan.
Okay.
But I also grew up kind of an Oakland fan, too. And Bill Callahan.
What?
Well, yeah. Bill Callahan was the head coach of the Raiders.
Okay.
Back when I was younger. So when he got the head job at Nebraska, and knowing the tradition of O linemen at Nebraska, I was like, "Shoot, I gotta go to Nebraska."
Black shirts, huh?
It was the best. It was the best opportunity for me to get where I wanted to go.
So how you like Chicago?
I love it. You know, it's a lot for me personally. It's a lot better than New York. I'm not a huge city guy,
right.
So being so far up north here is great. The fans here are incredible. It's a Midwest, Midwest place. Midwest fans, they enjoy the blue collar players.
When did you start riding bikes? Now you have a passion for that, or just
yeah? Ever since I was a kid, I have loved Harleys.
Okay,
but you know we never had them. We could never afford them, but me and my dad both loved them.
Okay.
And I made a promise to my dad that someday, if I ever make it to the NFL, I would get me and him a Harley.
Well, let's talk about your tats, man.
Tattoos.
You going to get a sleeve or anything?
Yeah.
You just going to leave it like that?
The next deal is to finish out the sleeve over here.
Okay.
So over here, I got a C-17 cargo plane with the American flag. I got that from my older brother, who's a pilot in the Air Force. He's a captain.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, and he flies C-17 cargo jets. Got my last name on my forearm. Self-explanatory
now,
there.
Forearm people so they know who hit them.
Yeah.
Slauson was here.
Now I get this, you know, in case I ever forget how to spell my name or something.
Okay.
The cross over here is self-explanatory.
Yeah.
The skulls over here, I just really like skulls. I think that they are a really cool tattoo. There's so many different things you can do with them, and I think it's just fun.
Would you ever get a Harley on your forearm or something?
That's actually the next plan to finish out the sleeve.
Oh, really?
It's gonna be a Harley theme. I actually have a tattoo artist, and
you gonna put the Ghost Rider on there?
And no,
it got a skull with fire.
It's Yeah, it's gonna have skulls. It's gonna have fire.
Get Ghost Rider.
It's gonna have pistons.
Get the Ghost Rider, dude.
I don't know. We'll see.
Yes,
we'll see. But I got
a
guy.
I'm gonna be a reason that you got a tattoo on your forearm. Yeah, man. Y'all heard it here first.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So pregame ritual. I actually don't have it anymore because it was so embarrassing. But so what happened was it was two years ago at the Jets. It was a game early in the year. I don't know who it was against. Maybe New England or something. And before the game, I was unloading my travel bag, pulling out my playbook and some clothes and stuff. And I had found that a pair of my wife's underwear had got stuck to one of my shirts. So I saw it and instantly, like, grabbed and threw it back in my bag because I didn't want anyone to see.
Right.
I didn't want anyone to think I was weird or anything. But we won that game.
Mm-hmm.
So for the whole rest of the year, I had to steal a pair of my wife's underwear and put it in my bag.
Did you tell her this?
No. I told her after the year was over.
Okay.
But it was after that year was when I decided that superstitions are done. I can't do it anymore. It's too embarrassing and it's too much risk. So I stopped that.
Pretty interesting superstition there with Slauson, don't you think, Anthony?
Yeah, very
That's a strange one.
I know.
What about any other teams you've played on? Have you had any teammates that have had some crazy pregame ritual or superstition?
Yeah, actually, this one guy, it's pretty gross. He used to always make himself throw up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, like he would just go into the stall, and I guess it's because of the nerves just building up or whatever, but he was going to the stall and like all you heard was
nasty. You never ate before games.
I never ate anything. I just always drunk water and Pedialyte and stuff like that.
You might have been with him in the stall if you would have
no
ate something before the game.
I'm not throwing up any food. I'm keeping all my food inside of here.
Next, dreams come true for this Bears fan.
Because I'm from Florida, I don't live here, so I could never get tickets because it'd be so expensive. So I wanted to see a game in Soldier Field.
Inside the Bears is brought to you by Jimmy John's.